This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I consider it the best work I've done in the last 15 years.
This role?
This role.
That is Wilmington actor Randy Davis, and the role he refers to is Jacob Marley. He won the Best Actor Wilmington Theater Award for performing that role 2 years ago. The play is not A Christmas Carol. The play is Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. Big Dog Productions opens the show tonight at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Steve Vernon said, I checked with him about who was playing which roles. I said, Randy plays Marley. And Steve said, no, Randy inhabits Marley.
That's very kind. The first half of the show, he is just such an evil, horrible human being. And the second half, once he starts to go through his redemption, it's just so touching and so moving. It's funny, but I also spend most of Act Two just bawling my eyes out on stage. It really has everything. It's just an incredible show.
The show has received awards and glowing reviews, and the actors in this production count themselves among the show's biggest fans. Big Dog is producing Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol for the fourth time.
Actually, the first two times was Steve Vernon's company, Bump Productions. Steve Vernon, who's now our artistic director. 15 years ago, we were trying to figure out a Christmas show, and we had read dozens and didn't like anything, and I found this script. I only read Act One, and I called Steve and said, we are doing this show. Stop looking. Stop reading. And we fell in love with it instantly, and still do. The story is told by four storytellers. We all narrate the action as well as play characters. I play Jacob Marley. Steve Vernon plays Scrooge, mostly. He also plays some demons in hell and things like that. Vanessa Welch, my wife, plays the Bogle, which is a little hell sprite that is assigned to Marley, kind of his little Jiminy Cricket. At first, you think she's just there to torment Marley, but then you learn that she also has something on the line, that this is also her chance to prove herself to the powers that be. But my wife playing a hell sprite who's only purpose in life is to torment me. It's not too much of a stretch, I gotta say.
She's gonna love hearing that.
I've used that line for years. And the fourth actor, Kaz, plays everyone else. He plays Fezziwig, he plays Cratchit, he plays demons as well.
One of the big performances he had this year was in Fences.
Yes, as Troy, the lead character. He was absolutely incredible. His main role is the record keeper, who is the person that kind of oversees the afterlife. And he just plays him as this kind-hearted little man that at the same time is totally terrifying. And he brings so many aspects to this role. It's just truly wonderful. Steve Vernon's Scrooge is unlike most, but I think that's also partly the script. He's still just a horrible, horrible human being. But just the way his heart just gets ripped open and you see Steve sitting there looking at his grave and everything else, he is absolutely incredible. And him being so good pushes the rest of us to be even better.
Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, starring Randy Davis in the title role, opens tonight at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Tonight's performance is sold out, but the show runs through December 16th. Find details at whqr.org. Note that while this show is called inspiring, uplifting, even an anthem to human nature, it is not a holiday show for children. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.